As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Thursday morning. Big day in the Delaware Valley because, of course, it is draft day. I mean, listen, these are always big opportunities for the Eagles. But a great chance tonight to enjoy the fact, as we watch the draft, that the Eagles recently won the Super Bowl. And so, yes, picking 32, not great for tonight, but ideal for what it represents. Look, we'll get into the draft hardcore today because this is last call for first round. And obviously, for the next 3 days, we'll be all over it as a radio station. Now, also the Phillies, I mean, they just keep losing. They just keep freaking losing. It's four in a row. They get swept by the Mets. By the way, they're now 5 games out of first place behind the New York Mets, which is a pretty hefty number.
Lost 10 of 16.
Yeah, horrible. We will discuss it all. 215-592-9494. Your chance to weigh in on both topics. The Phils, not good. The Eagles, certainly great. We hope they bolster that greatness tonight. All of it on the table for you. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Benjamin Franklin did not invent the rocking chair. He is falsely attributed the rocking chair as one of his inventions.
Didn't know that.
I did not even know that either.
Adapted the rocking chair by adding a foot-powered fan to circulate air.
Yeah, he improved it. My kind of guy.
Improved it. Didn't invent it.
You know, it's kind of like Howie Roseman. Didn't invent football, didn't invent roster construction, but has certainly improved.
What a segue.
He has improved the concept of excellence in roster construction, John Ritchie. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? It's Howie season! Today! Tomorrow! Saturday! It's also Philly season. All right.
We sure about that?
So let's start.
That really doesn't sound quite as enthusiastic.
Let's start Phils.
Howie's slightly better than the Phillies right now.
So, man, oh, man. Who wants first crack at the Phils? I mean, you know, when I looked it up this morning and saw they're 5 out, it's like, my God. Now, they're also a game and a half out of the wild card. We can do that dance for now until forever and probably will this season. But, John, they're 5 games behind the New York Mets, and they got their butts whooped. I mean, this game yesterday was close, but the series wasn't.
And
the series wasn't.
This series felt distant, like they weren't in the same league as us at times. Yesterday, you know, we battled, so that was good.
Mets defense was spectacular yesterday.
The last six times we've played the Mets, we've been on the losing end of things, so that doesn't sit well with anyone. But the fact of the matter is, our team is 13-12. We are not playing good baseball. We have not played baseball the way our roster says it should be.
Correct.
The way the numbers being paid out dictate we should play. We're not living up to the expectations. I'm concerned with the leadership. You know, toughen up and lead us through this, Topper. Toughen up and lead us through this. We need a strong hand. We need consistency. Enough with the shuffle and reshuffle thing. I can't believe Trey was leading off last night. You know, I believe in Bryson Stott. I think we all should. I think, geez, the experimenting back and forth and this and that.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
What else does he have to do?
That doesn't bother me.
Bryson Stott is good to lead off. Stop messing with it. They're creatures of habit. I'm just telling you, there are so many ways this team needs to say, hey, guys, let's get our blank together and just start doing what we're supposed to.
Well, that's for
sure. Lead off, Bryson. You've proven you can do it. Everyone else, you know what you need to do with your approach. Be consistent with it now. Yeah. Hey, also, Bryce, by the way, you are a star. Play more like a star. You need to do better. Also, everyone
I agree.
Needs to do better. No one is absolved of blame here. But, you know, some people have avoided blame through all this. I think Bryce has gotten off easy. Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler's performances have been uneven. You know, like yesterday,
he gave up two runs after giving
up a two-run homer. Yeah. But still, it hasn't been Zach Wheeler that Zach Wheeler was in the past where it was like, oh my gosh, we know he's going to go out there and look intimidating while he does it. It's just like everyone's a tick off. Everyone needs to be a tick back on.
Well, I agree with that.
The leaders need to step up and show the guys how to do it.
Look, your chance to react on the Phils, I mean, there's an awful lot to say. I feel like a broken record. Honest to God, we come in here every day. I feel like a broken record. I mean, part of me wants to say if Nola and Romano just did their job, the Phillies, instead of being one game above 500, it would be like six games above 500. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's really true, but there's part of me that feels that way. But then the rest of me says, but the rest of the team, as John's pointing out, isn't doing a great job. I mean, here's a fact I want you to react to today. I'm going to give you a fact, and I want your reaction at 215-592-9494 to this fact. In their last 98 games, the Phillies are 48-50. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to react to that because we can talk about yesterday's game. Okay, and we will. We can talk about this series that just happened. Phillies got swept. And we will. I want to hear from you on both of them at 215-592-9494. I also want to hear from you about the fact that the Phillies are 48-50 in their last 98. What is your reaction to that? 215-592-9494. James, talk to me.
I hate to say this, but I'm starting to dislike this group. Like, I am starting to get so frustrated with the Trey Turners and, you know, these guys, Aaron Nola, where I'm starting to, like, actually start to turn on them.
Dream teaming?
Yeah. Like, so what I was thinking about a lot yesterday was I was thinking about 18 months ago.
Yep.
They were up 2-0 on the Diamondbacks, and I felt like I had never wanted a group of guys to win a title more than I wanted that group. Guess what? It's the same freaking group, and I can't stand them this morning. Like, 18 months later, I get annoyed when I watch them play. Like, I get annoyed with Bryce Harper. Like, I finally got to that point, and I think Bryce is great, and he's been amazing here, and I'm not indicting his time here. But you know what? Bryce looks, like, effortless out there. He looks like this is supposed to be the leader of this freaking team. He's supposed to be one of the best players in the sport, and I see, like, lifelessness from him. Trey Turner, like, slap hitter. Alec Boehm got three hits yesterday. It felt like meaningless because of their slap hits. This guy's 6'5", 220 pounds or whatever, and he can't hit the ball over the freaking fence ever? Like, I'm really frustrated with this group, and I am turning on them, and I hate that. I hate that.
Well, that's a fascinating point. Look, we'll take your reaction to that as well. That's a whole nother thing. 215-592-9494. You know, it's strong. You know, I can't go as far, James, as you did, but I hear you. They are really irritating us. And the Trey Turner thing drives me nuts. I mean, I know it was a big hit yesterday, but he also had a big out earlier in the game. And, you know, to the point about slap hitting, I mean, an astounding fact about this series, and by the way, Phils didn't exactly face, you know, Seaver and pick your other great Mets pitcher. They faced three guys, obviously, with, you know, something to be said about them, but they're not Doc Gooden. Phillies had three extra base hits in the series. How is that possible? 215-592-9494. So a lot of singles and nothing else. All right. Eagles, John, it's draft day. Last call, at least from the first round standpoint, last call for our show today. What do you want, John? Who do you want? What do you want? Look, one thing that strikes me, and I got all the mock drafts in front of me, all of them. Okay, we're going to go through a bunch of them today. All the major guys, the Kuipers, the McShays, all these dudes, they all have a different guy being picked by the Eagles. There is, to say the least, no consensus. None. Zero. No consensus. So it makes it, on one hand, kind of fun, and on another hand, kind of complicated. John, what do you think you want? I know it's hard to drill down when there's 20 different guys they can pick. A player, a position. What do you want to see them do?
I think it makes the most sense to trade back. I know that that's incredibly boring, and it makes, it kind of like hurts my soul to think about sitting through the first round and, you know, like we did the year we got Dallas Goedert, man, I was mad. I was heated when it was all said and done. I wanted something to show for that excitement of the night, and yeah, we didn't have anything. But if we don't trade back, which I think is very possible, and we trade into that first round a little deeper, you know, like forward just a bit because there's someone there who's special.
Yep.
That's what I hope for.
Well, that's I agree with you entirely.
That special guy. And there are some guys like the safety from South Carolina. Man, it's hard to even know how to say his name. Emenwori. Nick Emenwori.
Right.
Huge safety. Jumped like out of the building at the combine. Jumped better than any other player in the standing broad and the vertical. 6'3", 220. Ran a 4.3. In the 40
can I
at
just,
the combine.
Can I just, I want to cut you off on one thing there, because I honestly got, guys, I forget which draft expert said it. One of them, it's hard to remember everything. One of the main draft experts said, John, in recent days, one of the reasons Howie has gotten better in recent years is he's moved away from combine measurables.
And
it's,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So who's a better football player based on the film?
That's exactly
so that's
why
not him.
I love. No, and that's exactly why I love what we have with the Georgia contingent.
Yeah.
And the Alabama contingent to some degree, other
sure.
side of the ball,
yeah.
I guess. But an awareness of those players.
Yep.
There are players like there's a Mikel Williams from an outside linebacker from Georgia. Incredible measurables, but didn't have the game film to show for it. We can ask his teammates, hey, how good is this guy? What makes him tick? What's the deal? Why did he only have 5 sacks the last season? No one else has that inside track the way that Howie does for some of these top guys. I love the comfort in knowing that. So I'm thrilled to know that I think we're going to get a freak probably on the defensive side of the ball, and it's in many ways going to be vetted by guys who probably played next to him.
Well, listen, there's a lot of ways this thing could go, to say the least. We're all curious to find out. By the time we go to bed, we'll at least know for round one. And we don't even know if the Eagles are going to have a pick tonight. We know they're on the clock for 32 eventually, but are they going to use it? I don't know. I mean, actually, I take it back. We don't know that they'll be on the clock for 32. They could move up and be on the clock.
Yeah,
and
or by they the could way, trade out and, before it. Who knows?
And by the way, that is my preference. Let me be clear. My
If I
had to tell you a preference, my preference is we go to bed tonight knowing the Eagles got someone in the 20s that Howie Roseman identified and used of those 20 picks in these two drafts. Like, I'm going to trade one or two extra. Go get my guy. That now who that guy is, that's impossible to say. We hear about the Walter Nolans, the Pierces, the Malachi Starks. We'll discuss all these names today. All right, wait to hear the compare and contrast. Oh, man. Well, you heard the compare. You heard what Devin had in the update there, Bryce Harper. Obviously, he's not happy. Now, I want to play some audio of Jim Morrison, actually. Can't cut off Jim. Phillies, put your hands back on the freaking wheel. You drive the car. Don't let the Mets drive the car. My God. All right. We're going to get to the calls in just a moment, but I do want to play this audio of Rob Thompson because this stood out to me after the game. And this is in the, you ready for this? Not good category of comments. And of course, it's not just about the comment, it's about the mindset. And you know, probably how he leads the group. Listen to you heard what Bryce Harper said in the Devin update there. Listen to something Rob Thompson said after the game.
It looked like the pitch from Romano to Alonso was a good one that he just gets out and gets a piece of it. And one to Marte, it's probably one he wants. You don't want it there, correct?
Well, I mean, Marte didn't hit the ball hard. So there you go. All right? It's the randomness of the game. Whereas I thought the pitch to Alonso probably got too much of the play.
Too much. Okay.
Yeah. And he could barrel it.
John, you played for Andy Reid and John Gruden. Could you imagine them after a loss ever saying to you guys or the public that that's the randomness of the game? I mean, I understand baseball lends itself to some of that, but are you freaking kidding me? The randomness of the game?
I don't understand this approach.
It's too easy. Listen, we had a call yesterday. Do we really know what Rob Thompson says to the guys behind closed doors? No. Do I think he's not hard enough on the guys? Yes!
That's the problem.
Can't have randomness of the game. Can't have it.
This team needs someone to just say, hey, guys, let's get our blank together. Focus. This is not acceptable.
It's not acceptable.
You know, like, what we are is so much better than what we are showing. Let's put it behind us. Stop this. Come on. You know, like, I'm not even talking about pleading. It's like, You sit. Sosa, we need to get you more involved every day. You're responding. You play. You show improvement, and we will play you. That, as evidenced by Edmundo Sosa, he is now an everyday guy. I don't understand a lot of what the baseball thinking
is. It's really bad. Look, guys.
You're asking for a meritocracy? What a crazy thought. Yeah. Best players play? Oh, my God. No way.
Yeah. Well, is that doable?
Like Bryce Huff. Guys like, take a freaking lesson from Bryce Huff. The Eagles paid that guy more than anyone else in free agency, and they sat him on the freaking bench because he was hurting them. Like, you play the best players.
Devin, the randomness of the game, how about 98 game sample? Is that a small sample? I mean, right?
So it brings me back to, I know Rob Thompson and Dave Dombrowski said this, and we hear it a lot in baseball after the postseason loss. That's just baseball. That's just baseball. I hate that saying, because what does that mean? That's just baseball? So what, should we just stop watching games because it's all random and it's all luck? And then I think it was Dave Dombrowski even said ahead of the season, I don't remember if it was on one of the shows on our station during spring training, he's like, I don't want to hear.
It was with us.
Yeah,
that's just baseball. And he literally said, that's just baseball, after the Mets knocked the Phillies out of the NLDS last fall. So I just found that super ironic of him. But saying the randomness of the game is just equivalent to saying, that's just baseball. It's an excuse. It gives you no logic. And it really makes me believe that Rob Thompson is no solution to this Phillies team right
now. Yeah, I think that's a strong statement. I agree with that. It's a lack of accountability, and you took it a step further. It's the concern that he may not have it in his bag to have a solution. Listen, guys, there's a lot there. I mean, what is your reaction to Rob Thompson and to the Phillies get whipped by the frickin' Mets, who are now 5 up, by the way? Okay, 5. The randomness of the game. Are you kidding me? Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Chad in Phoenixville on both topics. The draft and the Phils. Chad, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Shaking our head, Chad.
Yeah.
Shaking our head.
Listen, I don't even know where to begin. I'm just, at this point, so frustrated with the Phillies. Like, for the past years, we're just getting the same old thing over and over again. And I just don't know what to do. Like, we're just saying the same thing over and over again, expect different results. It's the definition of insanity.
Well, the good thing is they can do some stuff different. You know, for instance, they could just not pitch Romano.
I think Romano would probably welcome that.
I mean, I'm with you, but like, what are you going to throw Jose Ruiz in that spot? You going to throw Tanner Banks in that spot? Like, I'm with you.
It may be time for an emergency trade. I'm being honest. Like a trade that I don't want to make to give something up, but I might need to try to salvage
the
situation.
Is this team good enough?
They should be.
Like, I don't know if I want to trade a top prospect for a reliever at this point. I think I'd rather have the top prospect, you know? Like,
well, I'm not there yet, but I understand your point.
And I'm right there with him. Is at this point, it's like, I'd rather our prospects play, because I need something to excite me. I'm seeing the same things over, the same habits. They give us glimpses, and then go right back to doing the same old thing.
Yeah.
The only people I see out there that are trying to stop, even Rojas and Sosa, they're the ones that come up and they're trying to do something.
Yeah, Rojas had a big hit yesterday, which is still stunning to me, but maybe I should start expecting it. All right, Chad, give me your quick Eagles point real fast, pal.
Quick Eagles point, they're the only thing kind of keeping me going. With the draft, I kind of agree that don't just look at the combine, because look at all these top quarterbacks, top wide receivers that don't end up being anything.
Yep.
I'll be happy with whatever Howie does, as long as he doesn't draft a wide receiver or like a running back.
Or as long as he doesn't screw it up. Because here's the bottom line. 3 years from now, you're going to complain an awful lot if he takes Andre Diller. You know what I'm saying? All right, Chad, good call out of the gate. 215-592-9494. Coming up in a minute, how you can win Phillies tickets on today's show. We'll get to that in 1 minute. Hey, April showers, they obviously bring May flowers. You guys know the sayings. But ball tires, well, you might not know this saying, but you know it to be true because you got common sense. Ball tires bring trouble. Right? They bring trouble. United Tire and Service is where you can avoid trouble. It's how you can avoid trouble. You know, on slick spring roads, worn out tread means longer stops, less control, and way more risk. Do not chance it. Roll into United Tire and Service for a free tire inspection. They're the best in the business. I was in at United Tire about 2 or 3 weeks ago getting my car serviced. Didn't need tires, but needed to get my car serviced. Talk to Greg and the gang. Great people, experts at what they do. And they have serious deals for you on top brand tires and obviously on service. Top brand tires, including an extra $50 off any four tires. $50 off. United Tire and Service is locally owned and operated. Find the location nearest you at unitedtire.com. There are 10 locations throughout the Delaware Valley. Find the one nearest you at unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. All right, let's give you a chance to win Phillies tickets today. I know we're all in a bad Phillies mood. Hopefully they bounce back. At some point they will. Hopefully they bounce back in a meaningful enough way. They have, they've dug a bit of a hole here in this division right now. But another game coming up, obviously a bunch of games this week, and then another game, you know, in series next week, and that's against Washington next week. We got tickets for the Tuesday game next week. Citizens Bank Park, it's a Hatfield Franks buy one, get one free night. Two hot dogs for the price of one for tickets to that or any Phillies home game. Get yourself to Phillies.com. Here's the question we ask you today for which you can win Phillies tickets if you answer with the best answer. A notable last. Why? Why, James Seltzer?
Because the Eagles have the last pick in the draft.
Correct. Unless they don't. They could
first
trade
pick.
It.
I was thinking the first round. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, maybe they'll have their seventh. Who knows?
It's one of those instances where we hold the last pick in Philly sports. All right, last. Put last on your mind. John Ritchie. A notable last. By the way, we're going notable. Can be good. Can be bad. Can be really bad. Can be really good. Can be great. A notable last. Best answer whoever provides it, John, is going to win the Phil's tickets. What do you got?
This is... to me, the last song on Thriller, the album Thriller, this is the LP. So the record was the song Thriller. But actually, that's sort of convoluted because the way that it the record
track
was
listing,
built,
yeah.
Thriller was the last song on side A.
Yeah.
But I'm a kid. I rode my bike to Kmart. I bought it with, I wrapped pennies. So I got, I think it was like $8 in pennies. So about 16 of those 50-cent penny wrapped things.
Sure,
and I had to write my name and address on every single one of them. I bought the Thriller album, got it home. And the first song I wanted to hear was Beat It. And then the second song I wanted to hear was Billie Jean.
Yep.
And so you put side B on first because Beat It and Billie Jean were side B.
Yep.
So as it plays, you flip it over, and the very last song that you get to is Thriller. I was in first grade or second grade. I had no idea that Thriller was even a song, that video hadn't made it to MTV yet. I was terrified. I couldn't sleep for a week. I took this. I actually got back on my bike, rode my BMX bike back to Kmart and returned it because I thought it was so terrifying.
Oh, boy.
But that's my famous last. Thriller was the last song that made me return Thriller.
All right, give
Kmart.
Us a big time. There are so many big ones. Big time last. What do you got, James?
Eugene Cernan.
Is?
Last person to walk on the moon in 1972.
Wow.
How about that?
How about that? No, I didn't know that at all. Devin, a notable last.
I mean, I don't know how I follow that epic story from Richie, but I'm going to go with Z. It's the last letter in the alphabet.
Yeah, Z.
Shout out to Zoe.
I'm going to go with Kobe.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go with Kobe Bryant's last game. 60 points. Like, bye-bye, final game, 60. I'm dropping 60. That was unbelievable. All right, give us a notable last. There are so many ways to go. Sports, walking on the moon, music, Super Bowl 59. Well, it's not going to be the last game ever played, but it's currently the last football game played.
As of now, it is the last football game. That's right.
You know, I want to be pumped up on the draft, obviously. And I am, to an extent. But the Phillies thing, like Devin playing the audio on the update, it just brings you back.
I had the same thing. I was like, man.
So let me ask you a question. I was trying to think of this yesterday after the game, and I'm just not sure the answer. I'll throw it out to everybody. Who's had a worse first month in Philly sports than Jordan Romano? Now, let me be clear.
You're not talking first ever month.
Let me be clear. Yeah. I'm not talking about the guys who were supposed to stink. I mean, there's guys you get supposed to stink. Now, Bryce Hoff obviously had a horrible first month, but I'll say this. To the point James made earlier, the Eagles hit him. The Eagles didn't play him, basically. So it was less impactful. I mean, Bryce Hoff, as bad as he was, didn't hurt the Eagles as much as this Jordan Romano. This Jordan Romano guy's killing the Phillies. So Ricky Winters had a horrible first.
Paul George.
Paul George had a bad first month. So Paul George is an example. Ricky Winters had a bad first game, but then became the best player on the team, clearly.
Yeah.
So it can't be him. I mean, John, anyone come to mind for you for a horrible first month in Philly sports? I mean, Bradford wasn't great out of the gate. Nnamdi was bad. The other corner, what was that guy's name?
Byron Maxwell.
Yeah,
he was awful right away.
Julio Jones got him for 5 million yards
remember
in the first
that?
Game.
Yeah.
And we're all like, oh, no.
And it was the one play where he had the chance to tackle him and just bounced off him. Remember that?
So, yeah. Somewhat, a little bit. Anyway, I'm just saying, I don't know, guys. I mean, I'm not saying Romano's number one, but he's up there. As first month goes, this one is, he's up there.
Jerome McDonald.
But
he didn't play much.
And he's a draft pick, too. It's a little different because they're young. And
for me,
disappointment.
An impactful disappointment because I was sitting right there watching and waiting and hoping. And he had that one big hit on Eli.
He had one big hit.
And it looked so awesome. And I think that might have been a regular season game.
Yeah, it was game one.
Oh, man.
It was game one. It was game one for him of year two. So he was 0-3, I think. And that was game one of 04.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he was the 03 draft. I think. I might be wrong. Maybe he was 04. All right, so if you got an idea for who's had a worse first month than this guy, holy mackerel. You can win the Phillies tickets. You got to give us a notable last. Phillies, obviously, not good. And NFL, I hope people are getting excited for the draft. Because it happens tonight, happens tomorrow, happens on Saturday. By the way, we'll also go through some of the classic draft moments today. Because one of the things that's fun about the draft, I mean, the Eagles thing's the most fun, but, like, you get the wild moments. And, you know, we'll go through some of them through the years.
Already got something popping in my head right now.
Tell me, which one?
Well, the first one I thought of was when they missed the pick, when the Vikings
Minnesota.
Missed the pick, and the Jaguars jumped in, the Panthers, maybe whoever it was, yes. jumped in, and they ended up picking 9th instead of 7th. That was all time.
That was. I forgot. I didn't even have that on.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. because we started together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
My list, that was a great one. All right.
Did I ever tell you that my year, the first two rounds were on ESPN, and then and I was 63rd.
Yep.
So technically now that would be the second round.
Second round status, John Richie.
Yeah, it would be second round. But then it was third round because I think there were 31, maybe there were 30
teams. Yeah, before the Texans.
31. Yeah, 31 teams. So, yeah, I didn't have it on TV. You know, like I was sitting. We didn't have a party or anything. It was me and four roommates.
Yeah, you're an understated guy. You're the guy that's understated.
Well,
Yeah, Kelsey was talking about his whole family together. And John just like, I was just hanging out in my room.
That's true.
John, did you even spike the ball when you scored a touchdown?
I did not.
Oh, he definitely handed it back to the ref. Did you even flip it to the ref or just like hand it in his hand?
I sometimes threw it straight up in the air.
That's pretty cool.
I like just threw it straight up.
But I mean, but what you got to do, John, when you score a touchdown, yeah, you got to go.
That's how you do. I did that. Damn it, bro. I did it. It was me. I scored. Not Donovan, not T.O., me.
That's what you should have said.
Well, I mean, awesome. I wasn't guy. Thinking that.
I would do that too for what it's worth.
All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. I'm just joking around. All right, it's draft day. It is draft day. We also got a Phil's team. Man, not good. Bill and Pittman. Bill, good morning.
I'm laughing about that, guys. That was great. John, you have way more class than Joe DeCameron does, so just keep it up.
Let me tell you something, Bill. I would have mooned the other team, and not Randy Moss fake style. I would have dropped Trowell and mooned the other team.
That is really hard to do
for a second, Joe.
With those pants.
All right, what do you got, Bill? It's a lot going on here, my man. What do you got?
All right, Eagles draft. I'm an SEC guy. I'm a musician. I lived in a beautiful state of Tennessee for a long time. I am hoping they move up and get Walter Nolan. I think the combo of him and Jalen Carter together would just be stinking unstoppable.
So, Bill, let me tell you something that's just, I think, maybe the most wild aspect of this draft as I've sensed it with all the talk about all these players. So I'm looking right now at Peter Schrager. It's not quite a mock. Let me put it this way. He's doing it based on what he's hearing. All right? So Peter Schrager's put a mock together based on what he's hearing. And he's got Walter Nolan going 11th. There are other draft experts that have him in the second round. This is like the Wild West of drafts. And to me, Walter Nolan exemplifies that more than any player. People have him all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, so we might not have a shot at him at all, or we might actually have a shot at him.
Right, or trade down to
really
get him.
Interesting tonight,
Or he's going to be a top 10 pick. Yep.
You know what's exciting, though, Bill? That if we do trade up, we know that we're doing it with such purpose. You know, because Howie has told us already, hey, we don't have a full list of 32 first-round picks on the first-round grades. On this draft, if we're trading up into the first round, it's because they really mean it.
Be a good
sign.
They
really love the guy.
I agree.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And on the Phillies, every level I played the game at, if there was a guy on second base and I'm walking to the plate, I'm hearing one thing from the dugout. A single's a run. A single's a run. All right? Their batting average with runners in scoring position is absolutely atrocious. Because they're selfish at the plate and they're trying to play hero ball. And to the entire Phillies lineup, when you've got runners in scoring position, a single is runs.
Yeah.
And that's why you're struggling right now.
That's a big part of it. Now, to be fair, they did get one yesterday and Cassidy got thrown out.
Plate. Yeah.
And I don't think it was anyone's fault. It was a great tag. It was a bullet of a throw, but not an accurate throw, but a strong throw. And a great play by the catcher. And Cassianis did what he could.
I think Cassie got a good jump on it, too. Yeah, I didn't think, he's just not that fast.
He didn't do anything wrong. He just got thrown out.
He just ran slowly.
Which, by the way, was part of why he didn't go in the whatever inning it was when it was the potential sack fly.
Oh, they definitely held him because of that. It looked like he would have gotten thrown out on that one, too.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Last week, I was watching a game with a couple of my buddies, and Stott led off with a double, and they were all cheering. I said, they're not going to bring him in. And they all laughed. They're like, yeah, they don't score guys in scoring position.
No, that's it's major issue.
Scott was stranded on second base that inning.
Bill, give me a great answer for a notable last.
All right, this is a wildly misunderstood book, even by experts. It's got all kinds of scary imagery, the harlot, the woman, the beast. The last book of the Bible, Revelation.
Oh, you got
good
it.
Answer there.
How about that? Last book of the Bible. Get the word harlot in there, right? All right, let's listen to the ditty. Ray Dettinger. So Eagles had the last pick in the first round. Ray was on with us last week talking about what he believes how his focus should be with this draft. What is your sense of the biggest area of need for this football team?
I would say edge rusher. I would say edge rusher. Safety is, I would like to go get a safety too. And you obviously want to fortify your offensive line. And the good news is there's some good players there in all of those areas. So that's good. But I think edge rusher. I really do.
So the Diddy's going to be on with us today, and we're going to do a much deeper dive starting at 7:40 with Ray. We will ask you this Twitter poll question of the day. Obviously, he laid out a couple of different positions there, but led with edge rusher. We ask you this Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people. Well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. We ask you, which position do you think the Eagles will take with their first pick in the draft? Now, even something like this, John, is wonky because we don't know which players will be there. So, we don't know if Howie's going into this for best. Listen, Zach Berman had a great tweet the other day. He said he thinks Howie's going to be drafting for 2 to 3 years from now. That all the talk about, what do I immediately need is really not the way Howie goes about the draft. And, there's a lot to be said about that. So we could be completely wrong with how we frame this stuff. But we know there are a couple of positions, and Ray touched on them, the Eagles could currently use more than others and project down the road. So the question is, which position do you think the Eagles will take with their first pick in this draft? Four choices here. We don't have tight end in it, and maybe we should, but we go with D-tackle, edge rusher, offensive line, safety. And, we go offensive line instead of splitting a position because they could take a tackle that plays guard. So it gets a little complicated there. I mean, they've done sort of a similar thing with Juergens and Dickerson, who were centers that could play guard. Now there's talk they could take a tackle that could start at guard, and then in future years when Lane retires, move to tackle, where if Lane or Mulata gets injured, move to tackle, where they are a little lighter right now. A lot of ways they could go with this thing. All right, you can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's talk to Cash. Cash Money, what a name. Good morning, Cash.
Good morning. I think we need to just kind of start to be realistic about the product we have at the Philadelphia Phillies here. Since they got hot a couple years ago, made it the World Series. I think last year, the only reason we won the division is because we built a good lead in the beginning of the year and the Braves were decimated with injuries. We have some young guys that don't look like they're going to reach the potential we thought they were going to. We have some old guys that are on the tail end of their career, kind of looks like.
By the way, the young guy thing reminds me a little bit of the Flyers from about 7 years ago.
Sure.
You had Gosselspierre. You had, who was the defenseman? Provorov. You had, you were hoping.
Sanheim,
you were hoping that Konechny, who obviously is one of the better ones, but you were hoping he would turn into Danny Briere. He has not.
Farabee, they thought would be better.
Yeah,
like that whole group.
That whole group. Like, if you're not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, even Carter Hart, obviously. And that's a whole other thing.
Extenuating circumstances, but still.
Right. I mean, his trial is going on right now, by the way. But if young guys don't come through, Cash, you got a problem.
Yeah. And I think the biggest problem for me this year has been. This team seems that it's taken on the nonchalant, laid-back, lazy attitude of their manager, and it's starting to drive me nuts. I mean, the payroll for this team is astronomical. This team should be well ahead of where they are right now, and there's no sense of urgency. There's no fire in anyone's gut. I mean, how can you not be motivated? These guys talk about all the time how they love playing for the city. They love the fit. They love the fans. They love putting on this jersey, but the product on the field does not back that up at all.
No, it hasn't. It has not. You're correct.
Very good point.
And also, facing the team that knocked them out in the playoffs and getting swept shows me a lack of gumption.
Yeah.
I mean, right, John? John, this was the team that beat you. Now, I'll say this to be fair. Eagles 0-2 lost to Tampa Bay in the NFC Championship game, came back game 1 of 0-3 and got smoked. Still had a great year, 12-4. So sometimes not answering the bell when you'd like to see them answer the bell doesn't mean a team's not great, because, John, your 0-3 team was great. But it's concerning to see the Phillies whimper to that team after losing to them 5-6 months ago. It's not a good sign. And by the way, the Mets really impressed me yesterday with their leather. I mean, the left fielder made two plays. The freaking shortstop, Lindor, made a play in the first inning. Trey Turner never would have made that play.
And not in a million years.
Right? Never would have made that play.
So much better defensively.
Yeah, the Mets are, I think, just the better team right now, too. But you want to see the Phillies show some sort of fight. There was no fight whatsoever. Some sort of fire. And I know that they take the mindset of, they talked about this before the Dodgers series. You know, it's just, all series are the same. We take it one game at a time, one series at a time. You can't tell me that they weren't focusing on that Mets series more than others.
I agree. Cash, give me a big answer, man. A notable less.
All right. When you get into an argument, you always want to get in the last word.
that's a big answer.
Ooh. I like that one.
The last word. So says the woman who probably does. Like, I want the last word.
Not
being sexist. Well, you know, it's just the idea from a man's standpoint, and I'm joking around here a bit, but the idea is you got to be very careful in the midst of a conversation with your gal, because, you know, if you try to get in the last word and it annoys her, you might be in for a week or two of trouble. John, you've probably had that through the years, right?
I have no
idea. I'm just going to let Joe keep talking. Sometimes the best last word is no word at all, Joe.
What does he mean, Gavin?
Well said. All right, I'm going to try to dig out of this hole.